This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Four of the best players in women's tennis today will be at Madison Square Garden this evening. The first time women's tennis has been played at the Garden in 9 years. The BNP Paribas Showdown features Venus and Serena Williams, Yelena Yankovic, and Anna Ivanovic. They'll be competing for the Billie Jean King Cup and for $1.2 million. A far cry from the prize money available to Billie Jean and others who played in the 1970s when the Women's Tennis Association was born. While the WTA has helped women get the same amount of prize money as men in the Grand Slams, it hasn't done so well when it comes to providing pensions and health benefits for the women tennis professionals who were around when the WTA was born. Nate Chura, a tennis professional himself, full disclosure, I take lessons from him at Prospect Park in Brooklyn, has written about this apparent disconnect for Tennis Week magazine, and it brings him to the station today. Welcome to WNYC.
Hi, thanks for having me, Amy.
You explore this issue through the life of a former top women's tennis player, Joanne Russell. Tell me about her career and what she's doing now.
She played the tour from 1973, the year the WTA was founded, through 1988. She reached a career high of number 22 in the world singles, but her most noted achievement came at the 1977 Wimbledon Championships, when she and her partner Helen Gourlay-Cawley defeated the number one doubles team in the world, Navratilova and Betty Stova, for the championship that year. Today, Russell lives in her hometown of Naples, Florida, and she works as a freelance tennis pro at a lovely country club called the Grey Oaks Tennis Club. The problem is that freelance tennis pros are basically uninsured, and she is ineligible for health plan benefits from the WTA since she retired before 1991.
Let's talk about those pensions. Currently, what's available for female players versus male players?
Well, the women's side, the organization is the Women's Tennis Association, the WTA, and they instituted a policy that would offer pension benefits to women from 1991 forward. The men go all the way back to 1973, and those benefits are provided by the Association of Tennis Professionals.
That's the group that runs the men's tour.
Yes.
So the men reach back to the 70s to provide a stipend for some of their journeyman players, but the women, the WTA, does not.
Absolutely.
And
yes.
And what's been the response by the WTA to your story?
Right now, they don't seem to have a response. They haven't given me one. Certainly, Larry Scott's the CEO of the WTA, and he makes $1.6 million from the WTA, approximately the amount of money that the ATP gives to their pension plan each year.
So here's the CEO of the WTA getting as a salary the money that tennis professionals are contributing each year into their pension fund for retired male players. That's pretty stunning. You spoke with tennis legend Billie Jean King at the news conference for tonight's exhibition match. Founder of the WTA, what did she have to say?
She would like to see the pension benefits go back to cover women who played in the first year the WTA was founded.
You know, I'm fine. I've done really well. But I must say some of the other players are still working to make a living. And they're getting older. And I think just the thought of getting a little check, no matter how small it is, would mean a lot. And they know that that's what we want. I've been saying it for many, many years, probably since the early 90s.
So that's what Billie Jean had to say. I understand you asked a similar question to Venus and Serena Williams.
I don't think they were prepared for the question of, you know, the fact that they're eligible for a pension plan while Miss King and the founding mothers are ineligible to receive benefits. The reaction there's a great deal of laughter in the room, but ultimately Venus stepped in and said, yes, something needs to be done. We need to get on that.
Nate Chura, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Nate Chura is a freelance writer. He wrote an article, Portrait of a Former WTA Player, for Tennis Week magazine, which comes out later this year. This is WNYC.